When my daughter learned how to pull herself up to standing at about 10 months, that was all she wanted to do. And who could blame her? That white wall in the bathroom turned out to be the edge of the bathtub. And the living room table turned out to be stacked with wonders once she could see the top of it, pens and magazines and other good things to put in her mouth. The poet in me understood precisely what was going on. She was discovering a new plane of existence. What I love about poetry is that it invites readers to look at the world in a new way. Being a poet requires you to look for wonder daily. When I became a mother, suddenly I had this tiny human for whom everything was new, and I realized that being a poet had prepared me to be a parent. Nowadays, there's so much to look at. We watch leaves twist and flutter in the wind, shifting the patches of light at our feet. At the grocery store, the cans and boxes become vehicles for patterns and color. There's so much to touch. The laundry pile is a chorus of textures, of cotton and corduroy and the nubbly insides of socks. There's snow and pine cones and Daddy's prickly whiskers and the of balloons against your teeth.
What you eating?
A cake.
And taste. There is taste. Can you imagine the pleasure of trying each food for the first time? When my daughter tried her first banana, it slipped around her mouth and splurted out onto the tray. She made the yucky face. I wonder if the drive most foodies have is the simple desire to experience new flavors and textures, to roll food around in your mouth without knowing beforehand whether you'll like it or not.
Is that yummy?
Yeah.
And smell. Think of going through your spice cabinet one by one. Twist off the caps. Close your eyes. That's cinnamon. Is that good? And breathe.
Yummy.
And then there's language, which is a form of music. We shout through toilet paper tubes and run through the house sounding. We waltz to Sleeping Beauty, and now aged two, my daughter echoes it back.
I know you, a demon.
Before things get too rosy, I should say my writing time is mostly confined to naps. When my daughter wakes up, I'm always mid-sentence. I think, no, go back to sleep. I compose verses and much of this essay while soothing her to sleep. Then I stumble, blinking, out into the living room and scramble to write it down. If being a poet has equipped me to be a better parent, I can only hope that the reverse is true, that the experience of motherhood has made me a better poet. Parenting is such an omnipresent task. I often wonder if anyone else could possibly be interested. Then I see moms and dads making the same goofy faces at their newborns, and I think, maybe I can capture this season of life for someone else. Maybe I can trigger a memory. And so, in honor of Poetry Month, here's a poem I wrote about the frustrating and tender act of trying to get an infant to go to bed. It's entitled, Rocking My Baby to Sleep. After she has finally stopped squirming, launching out against my ribs in total confidence that I will always hold her up. After she has laid her head upon my shoulder, then looked up like a prairie dog to see what she might miss. My dinner getting cold, my husband ready with our movie. After she has planted her thumb securely in her mouth and spread the other soft, warm hand against the pulse of my neck. After I've run out of songs and stands just rocking quietly, watching her eyelids in their slow blink toward sleep. After all this, and before I lay her down, I remember, finally, to let my body rest. I release my arms, my neck, let her body lower against my body. She stirs and I breathe, recalling what I wish to be pressing into her. Not my worry, nor my rush, but something deep and simpler. A full sweet sleep, a happy waking. In the night dim lights I hold her. Let these hands be hands of blessing.
I love you. Bye-bye. See you later.